This is Nature Notes, a Maine naturalist afield. I'm Glenn Middlehauser, an ecologist with Maine Natural History Observatory. This week, I conclude my conversation with Rich McDonald on a snow-covered trail, exploring forest ecology and reflecting on ravens.
So I'm Rich McDonald. I run the Natural History Center. It's a small family-operated business in Bar Harbor. We do nature and adventure tours, basically in Acadie National Park, down East Maine and beyond. And the beyond is literally from the Arctic to the Antarctic. As we're walking here, another thing I'm struck by is how few saplings there are. And I've kind of just assumed it's deer browse, but this is so open. I mean, it's also very wet here, so it's probably not ideal for trees to grow. So anyway, I'm just curious, like, what's going to happen when these big red maples come to the end of their life? Because there's so few saplings. I mean, in this field of view, I see like kind of one, two, three, you know, there's a few around, but not of the density of the mature red maples that are here.
Well, and I'm remembering back to a class that I was taking with Bill Drury, and he was talking about studying plant succession in forest and mature forest and climax forest, introducing that concept to us. And he was convinced that really a climax forest in Alaska was kind of an open bog. It's like everything kind of ended in that way.
Yeah.
So I look at something like this and it's like, well, in a couple hundred years, it's going to be a bog with no trees. It's like, I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah. It's funny you say that because when I was managing a research project on Whiteface Mountain in the Adirondacks, I had a grad student working for me one summer, and he was from the University of Alaska in Fairbanks doing his I think it was master's work. Might have been PhD. It's been so long, I've forgotten now. But what I remember is the premise of his work was what you just said, that climax forest is sphagnum bog. And I've like, you know, I learned about climax forest in the Northeast, and you know, certainly some places climax forest is a bog, but mostly it's not in the Northeast. So I just thought it was the craziest thing. And then I had heard you say this about Bill Drury before. I'm like, oh yeah, you know, there are definitely places where that is no doubt climax forest.
It points to the idea that nature isn't simple.
No, it definitely is not.
It's location based and it's complex. And so, you know, if we can understand the forests and the ecosystems here in Maine, and then we go move to Alaska, it's like we've got to start over again and figuring things out. It's a different ecosystem and group of plants and geology and climate and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a raven calling. Sounds like two of them. So I had the most amazing, I mean, I've had a lot of amazing experiences in my life, but I had an incredible experience last Tuesday. I had a guy from Germany was visiting and wanted to go out and just see Acadie National Park. So I took him around and showed him some of the highlights. And we were driving on Route 102 by Bass Harbor Marsh. As I was driving, watching the road, is a good thing to do. Mm-hmm. He was looking out over the marsh. And he's like, what are all those birds up there? I kind of looked out and I could see a big group of probably 20 large birds. So I pulled over and we walked back with our binoculars and looked. And there was 8 ravens and I think it was 11 bald eagles all flying over the marsh out pretty high up. But it was like, I don't think I've ever seen more than 4 ravens at one time. And to see 8 right there was really cool. And to see so many bald eagles, you know, there are places you go to Alaska or the Susquehanna River Valley, and you can see lots of bald eagles at a time. But here on MDI, I don't think I've ever seen more than 2 or 3 at a time. So to see 11 right there was very cool.
Was there a carcass in the marsh or something that they
I was wondering.
Keying in on? That would be my first thought of like, oh yeah, there's maybe something in there that they're keying in on. But it would depend on how they were behaving around there.
They were not exhibiting any kind of courting or mating behavior. So, and there was there was 11 in the air and there was 3 eagles on the ground way at the back of the marsh. So there might have been a carcass there.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist Afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.